Welcome back to Health Update Radio with your host, Jerry Graff.
And this is Jackie Bensinger, a licensed acupuncturist, sitting in for Jerry while he's having a nice fishing trip. You're listening to Health Update Radio here on WSRadio.com. As was mentioned, our sponsors are LifeScan and the maker of One Touch Ultra in the family of blood glucose meters. The next time you're at your pharmacy, ask your pharmacist to show you the selection of One Touch blood glucose meters. Our next sponsor is Advanced Diabetes Supply, bringing diabetes testing supplies right to your door. You can reach Advanced Diabetes Supply at 1-800-730-9887. That's 800-730-9887. Or at www.northcoastmed.com. ADS makes life easier for people living with diabetes. They also have a blog at www.glucosepost.com. That's glucosepost.com, where you can find a community of people with diabetes to share stories, inform, and support each other. They're right here in Carlsbad, California, and they have the best customer service around. We have an in-studio guest today, Phil, who is sharing with us his experience of acupuncture and helping him with long-term anxiety. So he was just telling us about his experience and how the acupuncture around the fifth, sixth treatment started. In fact, he said it just disappeared, the top level of anxiety. So, Phil, if you could tell us a little bit more about how that deeper level of anxiety started reducing, and what the actual treatment, how you felt during the actual treatment.
Thank you. The top level of anxiety felt, I don't know any other way to explain it. It seemed like more of an electrical is the only thing I could feel. It felt like maybe I felt it in my nerves more than the underlying, my normal level of anxiety. And that, like I say, that went away, that all of a sudden I got up one day and realized that it just didn't seem to be there. So that was kind of a nice aha moment. The underlying anxiety, what I've had all of my life, just seems to be lessened. It just is not as acute, as intense. I still have it. I don't know I'm not good about doing the other things that I could be doing in terms of treatment with acupuncture, whether it's exercise.
We've talked about, right?
Healthy things. And I want to come in and have the acupuncture and have it fix everything, and it doesn't. So the acupuncture, though, the treatment itself is laying out, and there are certain points that the doctor knows to needle, and once the needles are in, I will lay on the needling bed for probably an hour and relax. The lights go out. She turns the lights out. There's music, and I've been able to sleep, take a little nap. When I first started the treatment, it wasn't that way. The relaxation was not there. So definitely the underlying anxiety has been lessened, and the ability to completely relax and be relaxed when I'm in the treatment room is something that has come about. I feel like when she comes back in to wake me up, it's usually to wake me up because I've usually nodded off. I feel very relaxed. There's been a couple of times she's needled me differently, and I felt very, very, very relaxed. Almost, I don't know what it's like to be on medication, but it seems like that I was relaxed, like I'd just been in a deep sleep. So it was very nice, very, very calming. Calming is a good word. And that's ultimately what I'm looking for. To have my anxiety calmed, and I think this has done it. Doctor has been very good about asking about what's going on in my personal life or what's going on. She's not being nosy, I don't think, but it's all part of the big picture of how I believe this treatment works in the non-Western medicine, is that we are part of a bigger picture. And because I have anxiety, well, Is it from personal relationships, or is it from work relationships, or is it from health, or and without knowing the bigger picture, I guess it's the bedside manner. The doctors in the old days used to like to talk to their patients and get to know their patients. What's going on with them? Why are you? What's going on in your life? And it seems like we've gotten away from that in our busy world. And the acupuncture seems to take that into consideration, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Every acupuncturist that I know, and how we're trained is it's a very personalized kind of medicine. I mean, we spend time with each person and find out what's going on in their world. And then once we hear their story, hear your story, then we make recommendations. For example, you were talking about the exercise, which is one of the first things that we talked about was get outside, go for a walk, and especially in the summertime when it's still light outside after you get off from work. So getting out in nature and just kind of changing your perspective and changing your focus helps calm the body down. So any kind of activity like that, certainly yoga or physical exercise, those are all good. But in terms of your experience of acupuncture, would you say that you would recommend acupuncture to other people around you?
I would, and I do on a regular basis. I'm a believer in this. I'm pretty much a believer before I experienced it, but I have experienced it and I don't have a problem with recommending this to people. If nothing else, come in and try it. The idea that it's going to hurt is not, that's not the case. This is not something that hurts. The end result is much better or is worth anything that you think you would feel. I would recommend this and I'm continually looking for anything that I would have come up in my life health-wise that I could have treated with acupuncture.
Well, let's talk about the herbs a little bit because that's for the treatment of anxiety, Chinese herbs are an important part of that. So tell me about how you kind of your experience with the Chinese herbs.
To be honest with you, I don't know what to say on that. I'm taking three herb capsules three times a day, and there have been times that I've run out, and it's not like when I run out, I immediately notice something. I could be out. I'm seeing you probably every other week now. And if I've run out and I'm not on those herbs for a week, I don't think I notice anything immediate. It's not like I go into a panic attack,
right?
Or I never had panic attacks to begin. But it's not anything that I have to worry about. I know that I'll be able to pick up another round from you and. The herbs must be very, very, very subtle because mm-hmm. if I run out for a week, I don't notice anything.
Well, I think part of that is that you are at a point in your treatment where it's not an acute kind of situation.
Right.
So because when we first started, I believe you came in twice a week and then you graduated to once a week and now you're at every other week. So that's how the treatment of any condition that I'm working with, generally speaking, patients come in twice a week because you need to have that sort of corrective signal, quote-unquote,
right.
into your body, like, okay, you guys, let's learn how to relax here. And somebody has to stick needles in me to get me relaxed, then let's do it. But what the function of the herbs is not for you is – and for the treatment of sort of even an inflammatory or treatment of anxiety is not a sedative. It is more a corrective kind of herbal recipe that is very particular and very specific in the function of each one of those herbs in the formula as to how they are working with your body, increasing the energy flow, and helping circulation, and just sort of a calming effect, and yet it is not a sedative. It doesn't make you sleepy.
that's a good point, and maybe that comes back to the conditioning I have or that we have in this in society, that we take a pill and it calms us down, and sedative is a good word, because that may have been what I'm thinking or back of my head thinking that that's what this was going to do, and the subtlety of it. Just the way you explained it. It's not a sedative. It's not something that I have to worry about taking a couple of them and knocking me out. It's such a subtle, I don't know how else to explain it other than.
So you haven't had any, what people are concerned about, side effects?
No side. I have not seen any side effects either when I quit taking them, or when I ran out, or when I take them. So, no, I don't believe there's any side effects. I'm very pleasantly surprised at that. I'm in my car a lot. I drive for a living, and that was one thing I didn't want to have to worry with, and I didn't think you would give me something that was going to be a sedative, but when I think of anxiety and calmness and just take a pill in our society and
make it go away, right?
Yes. And that's not why I'm here. That's not what I want to treat it differently. I want to have some options.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in today and sharing your experience and helping other people to understand that even something as seemingly complex as anxiety can be treated with natural medicine. So we're going to go to break now. We'll be right back, but you're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
When it comes to purchasing your next digital camera, there is only one name you need to remember, Canon. Since 1996, Canon has sold more than 100 million compact digital cameras. Their product line covers the gambit from simple to shoot to the camera that the pros use with eye-popping results. For those priceless family shots, Canon is the name you can trust. To check out their entire line, log on to Canon.com. That's the only name you need to know, Canon.com.
Affordable, quality American-made furniture and workstations are here. Miramar Office Furniture does it by giving Herman Miller a facelift, by repainting and recovering the quality construction of top brands like Herman Miller and Steelcase. We refurbish workstations and bring them to you at a fraction of their original cost.
I'm Jay Campbell, the owner of Miramar Office Furniture, and I invite you to email us your plans at sales@miramaroffice.com. Miramaroffice.com. Come find out how affordable a beautiful new office can be.